everybody, welcome to the baby very first fetal episode of the Nerd Cage. This is our pilot episode, so there's a couple, you know, rough spots, and I mess up the name, and I do a horrible hosting job, but I'm gonna get better. I promise I'm gonna get so much better. We have such wonderful guests. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you visit us on iTunes, and I hope you give us 5 stars, because anything less than 5 stars will make me terribly sad, and I might cry. You don't want to make me cry, so go ahead and give us the 5 stars on iTunes. Visit us at our website, nerdcage.wordpress.com. You tweet us at nerdcage on Twitter, and spread the word. Give me your comments and suggestions and ideas for games in the future. Show me your love, because I love you all. I do. A lot. Because you're listening, and you care, and that makes me so happy. So, enjoy the Nerd Cage. Enjoy the show. Listen again. Okay, you've heard enough of me jabbering. Let's just do this now. Okay, bye. Alright, cool. We are recording.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we are. Hi, everybody, and I hope you're all ready to enter the Nerd Cage. It's a brand new game show that's going to be fun and exciting and cool for all the cool nerds of the internet. So welcome. I hope you have fun, and I hope our panel has fun. So everybody say hi to Keith.
Hello.
And to Brad.
Howdy.
And to Jeff.
Howdy.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the very first episode of the Nerd Cage. This is exciting. I hope this doesn't suck. So, some cool stuff happened last week. Last week, Iron Man 3 came out. Did you guys see it?
I did.
Yeah?
Most definitely.
Oh, theater was packed, but it great movie.
Was it?
I
haven't seen it yet either. I'm stupid.
Yeah, no, I did.
I played the Devil's Advocate, and I went out on a day that it was Friday, but it was like 2, so I was kind of hoping no one was there. Theater was packed, but it was a great movie. It was worth it.
I'm one of those hermits that likes to go to the theater when there's about 5 other people in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could enjoy it by yourself with the couple next to you that's kissing awkwardly. That's my kind of movie.
That's what you're into?
Are you not there for the couple, Jeff?
I haven't seen it, but yeah, everybody's been saying, is it better than Iron Man 2? Better than Iron Man 1?
They play the plot really well. I'll give them that.
Okay.
The opinion's been very, it's a very polarizing movie, though, because there are people who really like it, and I've heard from people who are like, it's the worst thing Marvel's ever done.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the internet for you. That's, somebody's going to say that about anything.
Yeah, exactly. But it's there are a lot of divisive moments that will really turn you either way, depending on the kind of fan you are, I think. Casual people are going to love it. Anybody's going to love this movie. It's just a good action romp.
And Pepper gets to put on the suit, which looks exciting.
She does, yeah.
What's her name again? I'm blanking. When it's
Paltrow.
No, not the actress. Her superhero name when she puts on the suit.
Oh, God, what is her name in the comics? It's like Lifeline or something like that. Like some kind of paramedic kind of name.
Yeah.
Because the suit
like
Tony builds for her.
Or...
Yeah, the suit he builds for her in the comic is like non-offensive. Like it doesn't have any like deadly weaponry. It's made
got
for
Q-tips, cotton balls.
You know, what every girl needs. It's got a compact and some lipstick. Mascara, you know.
Well, that sounds about right.
That does sound about right. But I got my purse set in a sonic screwdriver, so.
That's right. Wow. There you go.
Very exciting. So, anyways, my name is Bex. I am the host of The Nerd Cage. So, Keith.
Yes.
What was the nerdiest thing that happened to you this past week?
What was the nerdiest thing that happened to me this past week besides going to see Iron Man 3? Yeah, so I've been playing this cool game called Nimble Quest on my phone, actually, I've been kind of addicted to recently.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's like Snake, you know, everyone remembers Snake, right? When everybody had their little Nokia phones and that was the only thing you had to fucking play.
Right, Brad?
I, yeah.
Brad's our youngin. Although, Jeff, I don't know how old you are. Are you as young as Brad?
No, slightly older, but...
Okay. Did you play Snake on your Nokia phone?
Still,
you know, you poke fun at it, but I did have a Nokia phone, and I did play Snake on it, so.
Okay, all right, cool.
Nice. So you're with me on this.
I'm with you on it.
Awesome. It's like, so imagine if instead of a black line, it, like, your Snake was a conga line of heroes. Like a knight and a wizard and some devil guy and an archer, and you have to guide them around this small stage, you know, just like in Snake, avoiding enemies, collecting power-ups and other heroes to make your conga line of heroes longer, and they automatically attack all the enemies around them, depending on, like, you know, you got to be close for the knight guy to hit him with their sword, or far away for the guy with the fireball.
Is there, like, power defense aspect to it, or?
No, it's like a it's Snake crossed with an RPG. You know, you gain points, you level up the guys. The only downfall is it is one of those free to play. Like, we want you to put money into this like you could play this for like 12 hours and get where you need to, or you could play it for half that amount of time if you buy the upgrade to get the gem drops that are 10 times more than the other ones.
Okay, so it's grindy unless
give
you get
me your money.
The power ups.
Yeah. I gave the $4.99 because I thought it was a lot of fun, and I think that's the only thing they really charge you for besides these tokens, which you can use for, like, buffs before you enter, like, the next level or to add a hero to your line, because, you know, if you run headlong into anyone just like in Snake, it's over. You're done. Mm-hmm. The whole line dies. But if, like, a guy in another part of your line gets hit, he just gets knocked out and your line gets shorter, so you're constantly adding people and losing them and all this stuff. It's a fun little game. I highly recommend checking it out.
That's cool. And Brad, I know you're a big gamer. What have you been playing lately?
This week, nothing.
No.
I live in Florida, and there was a giant storm that decided that it was going to mess with my internet. So I have had terrible internet for the past week and a half, and I have Comcast coming out tomorrow.
It's stupid how much you depend on the internet, and then you don't have it.
It is, and it's sad, because you wake up and you're like, you know, you do your normal daily routine, you go to do something, and it's to the point you can't use it.
So you play mostly online games?
Yes, I am I'm a very multiplayer aspect guy. Well, I do enjoy some single player games, Assassin's Creed, I didn't mind those, but if it's co-op, you'll more than likely find a way to be able to get me to play it. So, I'm also a giant FPS guy.
Enjoy the FPS more than anything, I think.
I'm a huge Battlefield nerd. I pre-ordered Battlefield 4 the day that it was available to come out.
So are you looking forward to DICE doing the next Star Wars game? Oh no, heavy sigh.
That's really debatable on whether they're going to majorly screw it up and not listen to the public, or if they're going to listen to their fans and go with what they want. So it's a 50-50.
Wait, DICE is making the next Star Wars game, and EA has the exclusive publishing rights.
Right, EA has the rights, and they're divvying up between DICE, Visceral Studios, and BioWare.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All of them are coming out with the title.
I just want Battlefront 3. As long as that comes out eventually, I'll be happy.
And Jeff!
Ooh, well...
Your turn to talk. What do you have to do this week?
I've been playing a lot of Defiance, the MMO. I've been playing it for the 360, but it's out for all three, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, but that's been taking up the majority of my time. I've been pouring hours upon hours into it and getting absolutely nowhere, because that's generally how MMOs go, but it's a really, really good game, and Tryon's actually doing a lot of work to get their servers up, and the game's come along a lot since the first few days since it's been out. But that's
is that
been
a shooter? I haven't really heard much about
it
at all.
Yeah, it's a third-person shooter. It's a MMO third-person shooter. It kind of came out of nowhere, and one day I saw that the Collector's Edition was available for pre-order, and I said, I've never even heard of this, and looked into it a little bit, and that was 2 weeks before it came out, and been playing it ever since.
If I remember, is that the one that they're basing the show off of?
Yeah, this sci-fi show on Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern.
That's where I heard it.
It's a great tie-in, and the show's great. I mean, oh, it's your classic sci-fi show that they poured a lot of money into the CGI. It actually looks real good, and that and the game work well together. And I'm interested to see how far it goes. I mean, they've got a pretty good fan base, and hopefully they can reach out and get some more money in there.
Yeah, I was starting to watch one of the episodes of Defiance when I was out at my sister's house because I don't have the cable. But like, it's not one of those shows you can jump into because I was pretty lost about who all these weird pale people were.
Yeah, you have to go back to the start, sadly.
Hopefully that'll turn up on Netflix because I'm a cheap bastard.
Yep.
Which is why I've got no prizes in this game, other than bragging rights. Someday, sponsors, call me so I can give people stuff for being cool and awesome and smart. You guys want to play the games?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. So, we've got a couple different games. Let's start out with a game I like to call Fact or Slash Fiction. And, basically, I've lost my mind and scoured the internet for the most depraved slash fiction I could find. And what slash fiction is it's fans of a show make a sexual pairing of two characters. One of the popular ones is, for instance, Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy. Really, Harry Potter and anybody is super popular.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was like Harry and Snape was probably one of the biggest, I think.
Harry
and
Snape.
The ladies love Snape.
Everything with Harry Potter. I was trying to find a fake one with Harry Potter, and it doesn't exist.
So you're telling me there's one out there where Harry and Buckbeak...
I'm sure there is.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah, there was a point where I had to back away. So I've only got one round for us to play of fact or slash fiction. And basically, I'm going to give you guys all three choices. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. And you have to guess which of these three slash fic pairings is the fake one. So your choices are... I'm going to add music. Choice number one, a Pawn Stars slash fiction with Chumley and the Old Man.
Oh, God.
Choice number two, Hot Fuzz, Nick and Danny. Or choice number three, Captain EO and Captain EO. It's a solo story. With Captain EO.
Jackson on Jackson action.
Action Jackson. So, I will eventually read the real ones, the little excerpts from them, but those are your choices, gentlemen. Which one of those is three? Pawn Stars, Chumley and the Old Man, Hot Fuzz, Nick and Danny, or Captain EO solo?
Okay, are we doing these in an order, or is it just...
Time it. Talk it out.
It's gotta be Pawn Stars.
That's what I was just thinking. But it hurts me to say that because I love that show.
Ah, but you don't want to see that. You know, if it hurts you, you don't want to see that kind of stuff. Come on.
No, but we're picking out the real one here,
no,
right?
The fake one.
Two of them are real. I'm sorry to say.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I can see Hot Fuzz, that's why I can't.
I'm going to have to say Pawn Stars, Lynn, because I just don't want that one to be real.
Think Pawn Stars is fake?
I'm going to go with it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to second.
You know what? I'm a big Edgar Wright fan. I have faith in my fellow Edgar Wright fans to not write that kind of slash fic, so I'm going to go with the Hot Fuzz.
Right, you think Hot Fuzz is fake? And Jeff?
I can see Hot Fuzz being real. I can see it. So, I have to go with Pawn Stars and just pray that the people that watch that show are not that creative.
Well, if Pawn Stars slash fiction exists, I did not find it. You guys are correct. You each get a point. As for the Hot Fuzz, allow me to read to you an excerpt. Nick's imaginings had focused on what he wanted to do to Danny, but somehow he's lost control of the situation. He's lying on his back, on Danny's bed, in Danny's mouth. His groans would be embarrassing, but he can't be arsed to care. It's been far too long since he's been with anyone, and Janine hadn't seemed to like this much. Not like Danny. Nick will never be able to watch him relish in ice cream again without becoming painfully erect as he is now. Oh God, is he now?
Oh, Shakespeare.
I'm so happy it's not Pawn Stars.
I am thoroughly disappointed in all you Edgar Wright fans.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, but you said that, Keith, and the first thing that popped in my head was R34.
Yeah.
So I couldn't.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, Pawn Stars is so huge, there has to be one person out there who is just, like, so obsessed that they would write that.
I could not find it. I looked on fanfiction.net and adultfanfiction.net, and it did not exist.
Wow.
You want to hear Captain EO?
No.
Do I want to be scarred for life?
Yeah, that's like...
It's almost one of those you have to by at this point.
I actually just was in Disney World last September and gleefully saw Captain EO again.
Still there, huh?
Well, they got rid of it years ago, but they brought it back after he died. And I remember seeing that as a kid, and it's just as awesome the next time, but after hearing this, the next time is not going to be the same.
You know, I was just about to say, I live in Florida, but I haven't been to Disney World in a really long time, so I'm not sure if I want to hear this, because I live here and might go.
Oh, you're going to hear it. Theo lifted his right hand, ran his soft fingertips across his own slightly parted lips. They traveled down his chin and neck, down his chest. He took a deep breath and squeezed his hand into a fist. This is so ridiculous, he whispered, trying to convince himself. For the first time in months, Theo felt alone. He had never felt alone with his crew. Everybody was helpful and obedient. While he was their captain, those creatures were his friends and family. But this was not the kind of company his heart and body were both asking for. Here's an excerpt from Captain EO Solo.
You know what, I'm just glad they didn't write him fooling around with, like, the robot bass guitar, or... At least it wasn't that.
No. So, we have Brad and Jeff tied for first place. Keith?
That would be something you'd never hear, but it's good.
Yeah. Keith is 0 points. Brad and Jeff both have 1 point. Sorry, man.
I went with my heart. I voted with my heart, and obviously I should just...
Never trust your heart.
Yeah, never trust the internet to not take the things you love.
Remember, when in doubt, for 34.
Days. There was Neopets. I was thinking about this on Twitter. Neopets. There was plenty there for me to read through them and pick a decent sample, but Neopets.
I believe it.
I believe it, too.
I bet there's Cabbage Patch Kids porn somewhere, and that's just super wrong.
Street porn, too.
Oh.
Right in the childhood.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little bit of mind bleach and move on to something a little cleaner, a little fun. It's a game I like to call Red Squiggles.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're like this one. Red Squiggles means a funny little line that appears underneath words when you misspell them, or if the words don't exist, like all...
Oh, now I get it.
Get it?
Yeah, that explains a lot now.
That took me a moment.
That's not going to help me.
I was thinking about worms the whole time.
That's not going to help me any, but...
I'm sorry. So I pulled some funky words out of geek culture, and we're all going to take turns trying to spell them. If you spell it correctly, you get to stay in the game. If you misspell a word, you get kicked out. And we will continue until only one man is left standing and wins a point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Keith, we'll start with you since you're in the rear.
All
right. I'm going to ask you to spell Barlamin Butterbur.
I spell a what?
It sounds like a dinner roll. Good luck.
Is that like some other drink in the Harry Potter universe I haven't heard of yet?
So, are we going spelling bee rules here?
Spelling bee rules.
Oh,
okay, you have the right to ask her to use it in a sentence.
That's very true. But can you just say it again for me?
Barlamin Butterbur from Lord of the Rings. He was the owner of the Prancing Pony. And y'all better sit on your hands and not Google this shit. I'm telling you right now.
Barlamin
Butterbur. I don't trust anybody.
No. I won't. I will uphold the sanctity of the nerd cage.
You're in the cage.
So it's Barlamin?
Barlamin Butterbur.
Barlamin Butterburn.
Yeah.
B-A-R-L-I-M-O-N. That's Barlamon. Oh, well, Butterburn. B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R-N. B-U-R-N. Barlamin Butterburn.
I would have let you respell Butterbur,
I thought it was burn too.
Not burn. Meh. You spelled Barlamin wrong too, so.
Yeah, I figured. Once I said M-O-N, and I was like, no, he's not Barlamon.
Yeah, how is it spelled then? Because I was curious.
Brad. Let's see if you can spell it to take the
point. Oh, okay. So we're using the same word for all three people?
Until somebody gets it right.
Okay.
If y'all get it wrong, we move on to another word.
Barlamin. So it's burr, not burn.
Burr.
Okay. Barlamin. B-A-R-L-I. Barlamin. I'm going to have to go with M-E-N. Then B-U-T-T-B-U-R-R.
That is incorrect.
I figured.
Jeff, Barlam and Butterbur to you.
Barlam and Butterbur. B-A-R-L-I-M-M. Butterbur. B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R.
Oh, so close. You are all incorrect. That is how you spell Butterbur, though, but Barlaman is B-A-R-L-I-M-A-N.
Oh, there was an A in there.
But there is one R in Butterbur, B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R. So nobody gets the point. Let's move on to another word. Back to Keith.
Oh, boy.
Your word is Adaba Kadavra.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. This is just...
Adaba Kadavra.
If you get this right, internet high five.
A-D-A-V-A.
Again.
What?
Let me say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Adaba.
No, listen.
What? Say it again.
Avada.
Oh, Avada.
Kadavra.
Right. Avada Kadavra. A-V-A-D-A. K-A-D-A-V-R-A.
Oh, close.
I haven't read any Harry Potter books in far too long, obviously.
It is a Harry Potter word. It's the killing curse. Brad.
Yes.
All right. Can you say it one more time?
Avada Kedavra.
All right. Avada Kedavra. Avada A-V... A-D-A-K-A-D-O-V-A?
No, I'm sorry, it's incorrect. Jeff. Avada Kedavra.
All right, let's go with A-V-A-D-A.
All right.
K-A. D-R-A-V-A. Avada
Kedavra. I love how she started us out on these hard ones.
Yeah,
she didn't give us
easier ones. I've got such harder ones.
A sign of hope.
Keith.
Yes.
You can do this one. You ready?
I'm going to do it again?
No, I got a new word. None of you guys spelled it right. It's Avada, y'all got right. Kedavra is K-E-D-A-V-R-A.
Oh, the freaking E.
So close.
I know, I thought it was all A's in there.
All right, let's go a little easier. Keith, your word is Cthulhu.
Oh, C-T-H-U-L-U. Or is it two L's? I'm not sure, but let's go with one.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. God damn it!
Brad, tell me you can
okay.
spell Cthulhu.
I had this card on Games of Humanity last night.
Oh.
So I'm trying to remember...
Damn it, where did I go wrong?
Cthulhu. I'm trying to think. Is it C-H-T-H-U-L-U?
That is incorrect. Jeff!
Say one more time for me.
Cthulhu.
All right.
Lovecraft.
Let's do C-T-H-U-L-H-U.
Hey!
Bravo, Jeff.
I went off of what you said, and her hesitation in the beginning, she's like, ooh, so close. And I'm like, what did he say? And I was like, you know what? He's missing something. It's got to be a silent something.
Yeah, you got because it's the Hue Cthulhu.
Yep, the Hue.
Oof. The old one.
So I guess by technical spelling bee rules, you've knocked the other two out. Is that how that works?
I'll take it. That's fine with me.
Yeah, I think Jeff gets the point on that
one. Hey, Jeff, get the point.
Excellent.
Hooray, Jeff is in the lead with 2 points. Do you guys want to do another word, or are we sick of this game already?
Up to you.
You're the host.
Well, we do need a second place in that at least, don't we?
This is true.
It looks like my list. Well, you guys all like Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah, why not?
I watch it. They don't spell the names when they say them on the show.
Oh, let's do it anyway. Keith.
Yes.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh. See, I'm now sorry. I look like... No. Let me just give a quick backstory. Now I look like a real idiot because you are all like, hey, I need some interesting things for this spelling bee part of my game. And I'm the one who suggested Daenerys to you. And now I feel like an idiot because I'm not going to be able to spell it.
You also suggested the tick...
Oh, yeah, Thrakerzog.
Where does Daenerys Targaryen spell it?
Daenerys Targaryen. Oh, goddamn, I'm going to screw this up. D-A-E-N-A-R-Y-S, I think. Targaryen. T-A-R-G-E-R-R-I-A-N.
Not even remotely close.
No, probably not, no.
Oh, see, he tried. Now you said that. Oh, Jesus.
See, I should be reading the books. I would have gotten this. I'm terrible.
You read all the blogs about it. You should know too.
I'm not much of a blog reader.
Oh, you're not?
No. No, I watch the show and then I tweet like, "Oh my god, that episode was awesome!" And,
with that one chick with the hair.
Oh, she's right? So fucking cool.
And the face. Yeah.
The face.
The one
sometimes wears the clothes.
Yes, she's got
the sometimes, can't forget the dragons occasionally.
Love your dragons.
There's that lady who wants someone else to die. Oh, wait, that's everyone.
Yeah, really.
Brad, Daenerys Targaryen to you.
Daenerys Targaryen.
I'll tell you, Keith was pretty good up until the end. He wasn't good, great.
I'm going to totally butcher this. I just know it. Alright, D-Y-N-A-R.
You want to quit now because it is you wrong.
Yeah, I know it. I knew I was going to butcher it. Nowhere close.
Jeff.
Say it for me.
Daenerys Targaryen.
D-E-N-A-R-Y-U-S-T-A-R-G-U-A-R-I-A-N.
You guys are terrible.
I would just like to point out. I would just like to point out that this one matters also on how you say it, because I called it Daenerys and you said Daenerys.
It's D-A-E.
Well, there you go.
We were all off.
I got that much.
That's why I picked it. N-E-R-Y-S. T-A-R-G-A-R-Y-E-N.
Y-E-N?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Daenerys?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. That's weird, though, but I guess I can see it.
Yeah, I picked all the funky A-E ones.
Freaking George R. R. Martin, you crazy bastard.
Let's do one more. You guys should get this one.
Okay.
She's just nice and ridiculously hard.
Mama Bombadil.
Well, see, now I'm going to get it wrong because I'm like, is it T-O-M? Is it actually T-H-O-M? Because fucking Tolkien's crazy too with all his names? I mean, who knows? I'll just go with what I think it is. T-O-M and Bombadil is B-O-M-B-I-D-D-L-E.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Exactly.
You got Tom, though.
Oh, I did. Oh, wow. Okay, so good.
Didn't I'm thinking common spelling on this. I'm actually thinking. I feel
that's what I'm thinking, too. Can you say it again?
Tom Bombadil. A bright and merry fellow. Bright blue is his jacket, and his boots are yellow.
See, some of these ones, you have to go down that road.
Okay, so obviously T-O-M, Tom.
Bombadil.
Oh, I think I spelled Biddle, not Bedill. Problem. Oh man.
Bombadil.
Bombadil. You got it.
All right. I think I'm gonna go with normal spelling, like Jeff said. Bombadil.
Hey!
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the point. Tied with Jeff. Yay!
I am the worst nerd.
I was going to go off of what Brad said. I was hoping he would go with two L's.
I thought about it,
but I was like, most last names with L's in them normally only have one just if one. It ends.
I was like, everyone he gets, and it's wrong, I'm going to go with the other one.
Thanks, Jeff. You're the love.
Yes, you just let Jeff being at the tail end, it's like he can kind of play off like everything else. Like,
plays off our mistakes. He plays off our mistakes. This is...
Oh, that was good, though. I like that one.
You know, I think...
More.
Oh, no.
Star Trek is coming out this weekend, right? The next Star Trek Into Darkness?
Yes.
I may not go hermit for that one. I may try and venture out of the cave and...
I know. I'm thinking about it.
Cumberbatch makes me come out of my cave.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, what? Cave joke in there that I could have done better. I apologize.
Are we doing a Star Trek word?
We're doing a Star Trek word.
Oh, I thought I was going to get to spell Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, well, I should have that one next time. Keith.
Oh, boy.
Your word is the USS, well, not the, skip you, the USS Agamemnon.
Oh, Jesus.
It is a Federation starship that was in service with Starfleet in the mid-24th century.
Agamemnon.
USS
Major coming in
Agamemnon.
So I guess the first part would be, you know, USS.
Very good.
Do I have to say, like, the other periods in that, or is it actually just
USS? I'll take USS.
Okay.
Agamemnon.
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 I'm going to butcher this. A. G. A. M. A. G. Aga. M. M. E. M. N. O. N.
Hey, Keith gets it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, the second grade sounded out thing actually
that's
worked
right.
This time.
Yep.
The one time that's working for us.
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
Hooray!
All right, okay, you guys would be too young for that one.
Well, I think
no, they had hooked on phonics.
No, yeah, we had it.
Oh, because I used to like love going to payphones and calling that number and messing with those people.
Seriously?
I used to have a 7-Eleven up the street when I was little, and we used to, like, call up and prank and just act like really stupid people. And be like, I need the books! But, you know. Youth.
So what, are we 2-2-1 now?
Yes, Keith has 1 point. He is trailing behind Brad and Jeff, who are tied for 2.
All right.
And it's now time for a game that I like to call, Who's My Guy? If you guys are familiar with What's My Line, it was an old radio show and eventually another TV game show where a special guest would come in and the panel would have to guess who that person was using yes or no questions. So I'm going to pretend to be a person, perhaps, from a character. I'll be a character from nerd culture. And you guys have to figure out who I am pretending to be by asking yes or no questions. Every time you get a yes, you get to ask again. And every time you get a no, we'll pass on it to the next person. So,
are we getting a hint as to what kind of not necessarily? Okay.
No hints. I'm a character. I'm a fictional character.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that was going to be my first question. So thanks for getting that right out of there.
I'm a character from something that geeks enjoy usually. So Keith, you are still in the rear there. So we will start with you.
I'm the caboose. Are you from the future?
Yes.
Are you the captain of a ship?
No. Brad.
Are you a man?
Yes.
Are you a leader?
No. Jeff.
Are you from a TV show based around the space?
Yes.
Are you from a TV show that originated sometime before 2000.
Yes.
Are you from a TV show that went more than one season?
I don't think so. Oh, see, now you stumped me.
Oh, no, you don't even know who you are.
Yeah, who are you really?
Okay, ask me again. I forget what the question was.
Are you from a TV show that was on air for more than one season?
Yes.
Are you a main character?
No. Well, define main, I don't know, hang on. What do you mean main character?
Are you a pivotal character to the success and failures of the show?
Depends on who you ask. I'll say yes.
Oh.
2000. Hail.
Are you a character from a show before 1990?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well. Jeff, it was nice with us being
you,
the lead.
Are you from a character with a TV show starting with the letter S?
Yes.
Did you work on a ship?
Yes.
Are you from a different race?
No. Keith.
Ah, see, you got that one covered for me, Jeff. I was going to ask if she was human.
So it's human.
So she's obviously a human, or he is obviously a human. Before 1990
yes,
TV show
human.
From space.
I'm
a show that starts with an S.
Well, I mean, there aren't too many. Are you? Ooh, man.
Yeah, really.
Do you wear the color yellow?
Yes.
Are you Captain Kirk?
No.
Ah!
See, she said that he wasn't...
Oh, he's not the leader! Oh,
yeah, he wasn't the leader.
Oh, yeah, I'm not keeping track.
See, that's exactly what I thought of the first time that she said that she was in space. I was like, Captain Kirk.
You know what? He doesn't wear yellow. I'll take that back. I'm sorry.
No,
but
that's...
On the same token, though...
I thought he wore yellow, but he does not wear yellow.
What was I... Oh, the whole season thing. Because I was thinking Star Trek. If she said no, then I would have been at a ball.
Lasted more than one season.
Right, and that's why I was wondering because you were kind of like hesitant. You were like, was it more than one season long? Or?
Don't let my idiocy deter you from. So
now you've got me kind of suspicious here because she had to think about it, and if she was from Star Trek, then she would have known it
right.
went on for
that's
more.
That's what
long.
I was.
Then, how stupid I am.
Keith. So I'm very kind
of... Keith, we'll go back to you because I do not wear yellow. So the answer is, do I wear yellow? The answer is no.
But then that would mean it goes to
Brad. Yeah,
I got it wrong.
Come back to your question. I do not wear yellow.
Huh.
This is why this is a pilot, so we can work out all these hinky jinks.
Oh, see, I can't tell.
I am stupid, so don't let that...
Okay, so
wait,
you
fail?
Yeah, you were the character.
No. Bex didn't see it that she had to look up the answer to that question. Bex should have known that it is longer
starts
than
with an S.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if it's from Star Trek.
It starts with an S. You're in space. You are not a leader. You are a male. It was a show before the 90s, and it went on for more than one season.
Mm. And she doesn't wear yellow.
She doesn't wear yellow.
Not wear yellow.
She doesn't wear yellow. Do you wear red?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, I think he knows who I am.
No, I'm just clapping.
He's just so excited.
Oh, I know that. Oh.
You said you do work on a ship, yes?
Yes, I work on a ship.
Oh,
God, why do I not remember the name?
Come on, get off it.
Why is this failing me?
Come on, ask a question where I don't have to ask one of mine.
Are you on the USS Enterprise?
Yes.
Oh, no, come on, Brad. Come on, slip up.
No, this hurts me because I've never watched the Star Trek shows. So this hurts me because I... Oh.
See, if you would have gotten the new game that came out, you would have been in better shape.
Is your name using the famous line of "Beam me up, Scotty"?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you Scotty?
I'm Scotty. Montgomery Scott. Yay, break it.
I was going to ask, does your name start with S, and then it would have been down to Scotty or Sulu. Oh, well,
that's good. Sulu wears yellow.
Right.
Yeah, I got my engineering and my, what are they, officers that are yellow?
Yeah, officer. No.
Engineering and security wears red.
Right.
Blue is science.
And then yellow is bridge.
Bridge? Okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Brad. Touche, sir. Touche.
Nice. Brad has pulled into the lead with 3 points. And, you want to play another game? Let's see.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. My hovercraft is full of eels.
Oh, God. You're going to have to explain this one.
My hovercraft is full of eels.
It is a Monty Python reference. And basically what it is I'm going to say a word in Klingon. Because, once again, a Star Trek movie. And I'm going to give you 3 choices of what I just said actually means.
Ooh, I love
it. So I'm sure I will get lots of angry emails about my pronunciation of the Klingon, but I'm going to do my damnedest.
Yeah, there are people out there who, like, can speak the language, probably live that.
Man. Oh, yeah. Let me look at my pronunciation.
Go Big Bang Theory Klingon?
Is that the extent to your Klingon knowledge?
Yeah, pretty much. I told you,
So you could tell me that I'm getting married, then, essentially, right?
The most I know about Klingons is Picard never does what Worf suggests. That's about it.
Me now.
Yeah, anytime he suggests something. Captain, would it not be good if we... No, shut up.
Captain.
All right, the first phrase is... Bidlach ech yechnev.
Ooh. Just rolls off the tongue.
It does. It's poetic. And that's either A, sit down, B, shut up, or C, pay me now.
I'm going with C.
Would it be too much to ask for it said one more time?
Bijlat lech e yumev. Sit down, or pay me now.
Are we doing this order or just throw it in?
Well, you can talk it out about it. If you're ready, go ahead.
I'm going with C.
I'm going with C, yeah.
I'm going with B. I think it's shut up.
I'm going with C.
It is B. Shut up.
Good one, Jeff.
Jeff has another point, tying with Brad.
The last little bit there is what made me go to C.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds like she's saying 3 words.
Yeah,
I don't know the structure of Klingon, so...
Exactly. Okay. I'm agreeing here, yeah.
Obviously, going with my gut is not working.
No, it's not. You're not doing so good, Keith.
I'm so good on this pilot, man.
Good. So let's go to our next phrase. It is jiwuch. Jiwuch. Does it mean my stomach hurts? B, I have a headache. Or C, my ridges itch. Jiwuch.
I'm going to go with C again, just because I imagine the Klingons would have a very specific word for the one thing, you know, on their face. You know, they probably all say it, so obviously they would want to have one word for it.
Can you say what the...
The choice is?
Yes.
A, my stomach hurts. B, I have a headache. Or C, my ridges itch.
I'm going to have to go with C just for the reason that I don't really think they would start complaining about their stomach or head hurting.
Okay.
I'm going to have to follow the crowd here and say C.
See, you are all wrong. It is, I have a headache.
Really?
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to stop listening to him. His bit is no good.
Don't follow his lead.
See, look, I can work the things out in a smart way. Just don't follow me. I just think I know what
I'm doing. Well, sometimes logic is never used in a sci-fi world, so.
Hardly ever used.
Yeah, obviously being Mr. Spock is not working for me.
Yeah.
All right, third phrase. Chab shashil kwich. Does it mean, I dine on the blood of my enemies? B, my sister is mighty. Or C, your mother has a smooth forehead.
I'm going with A.
Chab
Because it might just be the way that you're saying it kind of mean.
Yeah.
Or that's just how it, I don't know.
Doesn't all Klingon sound mean? It's like Russian. It just sounds angry.
Russian and German.
What are our three options again?
A, I dine on the blood of my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
B, my sister is mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, your mother has a smooth forehead.
I'm going to go with B because the answer makes me laugh.
I'm going with A.
No, it's got to be an insult. It's got to be something you say to somebody in Klingon that you don't like. I'm thinking C.
So, Bruce, you thought, or Brad, you thought it was A?
I'm going with A.
Keith, you thought it was B?
Yes, because my sister is mighty is hilarious.
And Jeff thought it was C. Jeff is correct.
Oh, see, he worked it out all logical, and it works for him.
It just sounds like an insult.
Insult. Your mother has a smooth forehead. Hab Shashil
Khich. I mean, if I'm a Klingon, I want my mother to have a ridgy forehead.
All right, next one. Nuch dach o pupach prape. Is it A, where is the bathroom? B, where is the library? Or C, where is the rebel base?
Oh, your base are belong to us. Can you say it again?
Absolutely. Nuchtak o puchpa'e.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then it was, where's the bathroom, where's the library, and where's the rebel base, right?
Nuch.
See, I'm going to see if my logic... You know, I don't know much, but...
It's been working so well for you so far.
I know, but, you know, I can't betray myself. So, do Klingons even have libraries, you know?
I mean, I'm agreeing here.
No, cancel that one out. Let's if we're going about this logically, let's cancel out the bathroom.
That one doesn't sound like an insult, so it's...
We're not. It's just not. It's where three things are. I'm thinking... You know what? I'm going to go with bathroom.
See, that's what I was thinking.
They don't care where the rebel base is. They'll just
if you're asking where a rebel base is, you're gonna kind. It's gonna sound a bit meaner, I guess, to say than asking where the bathroom is.
Phrase for Klingon. Nach dak o och puk ap a.
Yeah, so you gotta just go off of that last word, and I'm going with bathroom.
Bathroom?
I'm going with bathroom.
Bathroom, Keith?
I'm going to go with C because I'm going to assume you think you're funny by crossing Star Trek and Star Wars.
I thought it was being funny crossing Star Trek and Star Wars because the answer is A, bathroom.
Wait, A? I thought A was library.
No, B was library.
A was bathroom. B was library. Aw,
man. Darn it.
Keith, man.
Okay.
33% chance.
Yeah.
You just go the wrong way.
You know.
So right. What? Jeff is now 4.
Jeff is 5. Brad is 4. Keith is 1.
Yeah, number 1. That means I'm number 1, right?
That's sure it is. My final question for my hovercraft is full of eels. Which of these is an insult? Turach doch, tozach, or pedach?
I'm going to go with B. What was it? Tozach?
Tozach.
Tozach. Yeah, let's go with B.
Okay.
Jeff likes C.
I'm going to, just since we're doing this, I'm going to go with A.
We have A, B, and C?
Mm-hmm.
You're all right, because they're all insults.
No, right!
Oh. You're no longer one anymore, Keith. You're now in second place.
Oh, no, now number 2. I messed it all up.
Oh, no.
You could have abstained.
I would say all of them.
This is Beck's fault because she made them all right answers. I could
She's
still
obviously
be
obviously trying to play mind games here.
Yeah, this is all a big trick, isn't it?
It is a trick. And that's the end of the game. So our winner with 6 points is Jeff.
Wow.
Yay.
Half the time I'm working on a paper here about decolonization.
God, now I feel really dumb. This dude's writing a paper and winning the game.
I wish I could take a picture of my my rubric because there are words and then there's just a line that says "Future Man Space pre-2000 ship pre-1990." I should good thing I don't have to hand in the rubric, otherwise the professor would look at me like, oh, all right, so you're playing games, are you?
So, Jeff, congratulations. You are now at the top of our leaderboard on our website.
Excellent.
And I'm going to give you guys some time to plug any of your Twitter or your blogs, whatever you want to get out there. Keith, go ahead.
Oh, you can find me. I'm on Twitter at RoboDuke. That's like RoboCop, but like a Duke, like Dune on the end of it. So just imagine like a badass robotic Leto Atreides. You can also follow the podcast I do once a week with my buddies. It's called Sidecast. We're at Sidecast Show on Twitter. You can also find us. Our website is sidecast.podomatic.com.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Brad, Jeff, got anything to plug?
No.
No, you can't find me, but I may be back, so. Yeah, you may be able to find me again.
We might have a tournament.
Don't you need to have, like, a returning champ or something like
that? Well, we'll have to have a tournament where only one nerd can reign supreme here on the Nerd Cage. See, the first episode, I'm getting the name wrong already. The Nerd Cage, and you can visit the Nerd Cage at nerdcage.wordpress.com. You'll get a list of our games. You'll see the leaderboard. You can always tweet at Nerd Cage. Or not the tweet, Twitter. See, I have to edit so damn much. At the Nerd Cage is our Twitter handle. If you want to be a contestant, tweet us there. If you want to sponsor the show, have your product talked about, I can do that too. Thanks for listening, and our rounds of applause and congratulations to Jeff, champion of the day. He has climbed the Nerd Cage. Thanks for listening, everybody. You have a great day.